We continue the study of Hilchot Berachot. Today's discussion is the beracha on eggplant, which seems like something that would be very simple. However, it's not at all. There was a rabbi called Kaftor Vaferach, and he said that forget about the beracha on eggplants. One is not allowed to eat eggplants for the simple reason that he believed that it's from a tree. And he also believed if it's a tree, the first 3 years of a tree's fruit, you're not allowed to eat. And after 3 years, the tree dies anyway. So you'll never be able to eat an eggplant, according to him, because it's always within the first 3 years of its growth, and therefore it's always a status called Orla. Against him was a rabbi called Rabbi David ben Zimra. In his Teshuvot and Chelek Shilishi, it says when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw the Rabbanim, they were all eating eggplant, and obviously they didn't consider it a tree. They must have considered it a something that comes from the ground. Therefore, not only is it permissible to eat, but Birchato, Kure Pri Adama. The rabbi called Halachot Ketanot explained this, and he said, based on a Tosefta, that says that any fruit that produces the product within the first year, that's not a characteristic of a tree. Trees, it takes time for it to produce. Eggplants, right away when you put them in the ground, they produce within the first year, so that's a characteristic that it must be from the ground. There's a famous testimony that Rav Chida brings down. The Chida is in Birkei Yosef in Siman Resh Tzadi Dalid. In Yuridah, where he brings an incredible testimony where three tzaddikim, the Arizal, of Chaim Vital, and Rav Moshe Al-Sheikh, came to Maran, Rav Yosef Karo, in Sfat, and they asked him, what is the heter, or is it permissible to eat eggplants? And Maran replied that the custom of all the tzaddikim is not only to eat it, but birchato pore pri adama. And that's it. We have already a testimony from Maran based on this chida. Therefore, the halakha is that eggplants would be pore pri adama.